Well, my friends, as we promise you each and every week, we go out and get the movers and the shakers, the people who have really made a difference in their particular genre. And as we teased you shamelessly last week, we have the distinct pleasure and the distinct honor to be joined today, or really tonight, by the cigar vixen herself, a true ambassador to Cigar and Spirits Magazine, and she is here at Cutter's Cigar Emporium, your portal to the world, a world of good times, a world of great cigars, and a world of friends you have yet to meet. And yes, you are going to meet, for the first time in Atlanta, the Cigar Vixen! Hey, Vix, what's up, baby?
Wow, thank you for that. It's an awesome welcome.
Well, I'm glad you appreciate it. Now, you know what? To get started, you know that's a very intriguing name, the Cigar Vixen. So, since there are so many different ways that can be taken, I went to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and I looked up the word vixen. And it has three definitions, and I'm going to give you a chance. Well, your real name is?
Delicia.
So you say it better than I do, because you have that beautiful Hispanic accent. Delicia. Okay, I say Delicia. But anyway, so I went to Webster's, and I said, okay, the three definitions in Merriam-Webster's dictionary is A, shrewdish, ill-tempered woman, B, a female fox, or C, a sexually attractive woman. Now, which one of those, or D, all the above, would you classify yourself as?
Well, being of humble nature, I think I would go with...
C, you don't have to admit it. You don't have to admit
A, sometimes, maybe? I don't know. I try not to be the A, but every so often.
You know what, though? Really, it can be all the above, because a shrewd, ill-tempered woman, I'm a shrewd, ill-tempered man sometimes.
Everybody so
that... That's right. And a female fox? Well, foxes are sly, beautiful, cunning, and they kind of master their territory. And a sexually attractive woman? Well, it meets all three. So you're D, all the above. Well, Delicia, for those who aren't familiar with you, shame on you. But now you're going to get a chance. Tell everybody a little bit about your cigar ambassadorship with Cigar and Spirits Magazine, and also why you're here, and we're going to ask you to actually do something that you are well-known throughout the world for doing.
Well, with all that said, I am fairly new to the brand ambassadorship with Cigar and Spirits. It's something that kind of came together because it just made sense based on what I'm doing already, which is doing cigar reviews, basically highlighting the cigar lifestyle. So with the magazine, it kind of gives me a chance to get out there in a different field that's fairly similar, but upon a different level, I guess you could say, and really get out there and attend more events, drink a little bit more, smoke a little bit more, do what we do best, and nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not. And you know what? I got special permission from Russ, the owner at Cutter's, Lou, the manager, Jim, the manager. We actually got a special dispensation from the city of Alpharetta to make you feel more comfortable, more at ease. I brought a fireplace that's loaded with wood, and a fire's crackling in the background, and in fact, I think, there we go, I think this a little mood music would be appropriate for the situation. So, Delicia, this is your first real official as an ambassador, being to Atlanta and being to Cutter Cigar Emporium. What's your first impressions as a reviewer?
Well, it's a phenomenal lounge. I've been received, you know, very warmly, a great crowd. Very well-stocked humidor. I'm excited to try out the lounge special here shortly. And I'm having a great time so far.
Well, this is a great place, and that's why I call it the portal to the world, because it's a world of good times, a world of great cigar selections. But as you met here tonight, a full house, everybody, it's a world of really great people that become your friends that you don't even know they're going to become your friends.
Absolutely, and that's one of the beauty. I mean, that's really what draws me into this whole industry, are the people that you meet. I mean, the cigars are just a bonus. It's really about the people.
Well, now it's time for you to do your first review in Atlanta. You are going to fire up. Now, tell us what you do as a review, and tell us what cigar you're reviewing.
Well, today I'm going to be trying out their lounge exclusive here, made by My Father Cigars, so... Excellent company. I'm very excited to try this one out. It's very, just a great color, has a nice aroma to it. So normally when I'm going to review a cigar, I actually I smoke a couple before I do a full review on it, but this time it's kind of, you know, a little out of the norm, but it's all good. So going to get it cut up, and I usually take a little pre-lit draw, kind of check out the flavors that way, and then I'll usually break it into thirds, smoking the first third of it, second and third, and seeing what the transitions are like, what the flavor notes that are pulling out, and kind of just go from there.
Well, let's cut it. I'll light it for you, or I'll let you light it, because lighting a cigar, there is an art form to it.
Yes, you're right, and you can definitely, char it and kind of, overheat it, which you don't want to, create those flavors in the cigars. It definitely causes more of a harsh or a bitter flavor that can ruin it sometimes. So,
okay, we're hearing it. Here's the cut. Oh, there it is, my friends.
Beautiful.
Now she takes the cap off, just the cap. Now she's putting it in her delicate lips that are used to having nothing but the finest cigars grace them. And this is no exception. This is a My Father's Lounge exclusive. There are only four places in the world that you can buy it. I see her face. She's getting very pensive. Her eyes are slitting a little bit. Her beautiful face is getting that look of pensiveness. What do you get so far?
A slight pepper, black pepper, that's lingering a little bit on the finish. So curious. I'm expecting it to be a little bit peppery, probably some cedar notes in there as well. So that's kind of what I'm getting off the pre-lit draw. So I'm going to go ahead and fire this baby up.
And my, by the way, it's my lighter.
For now.
And my cutter.
What cutter?
Yeah, what cutter? Yeah, where is that cutter, by the way?
I told you.
All right, now what you're doing is basically holding the flame about 3 inches from the end of the stick.
Yeah, you don't want the fire to actually touch it. You just want to kind of take your time and toast it and really give it a nice even coating. So that can take a little bit. Like I said, you don't want to overheat it because that can alter the taste on it.
Don't get too close to the fireplace.
I'll try not to catch on fire. That would not be a fun visit here.
All right. Can you tell anything by the initial charring?
Not really.
Now you're blowing on it to kind of
just cooling it off. You can even do a little rotation in the air. Just cool it down for a second.
My friends, you hear the fire, you heard the clip, one place and one place only you can hear that, Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, live at Cutter's with the Cigar Vixen. Now we wait with anxious anticipation. The first draw, she lets it linger in her mouth a little bit, slow exhale.
Definitely hits you with that black pepper, especially on the retrohale. Picking up the notes of cedar, slight sweetness to it. Can't pinpoint where that sweetness is coming from just yet. So definitely want to smoke it just a little bit more and get through that first third and see what other notes jump out at me.
Well, while she's doing that and puffing away, we're going to ask her to do something else. We've got a couple of recipes that we promised from the famed author Ann Byrne. And she was excited, and she's looking forward to hearing what your pairing is going to be. The first thing we'll start off with is the caviar, the New Year's Eve caviar. Now, this they sometimes call it a Texas caviar because it's black-eyed peas. It's got several peppers, which falls in line with this cigar very well. Mm-hmm. What would you suggest for someone who's looking for a good cigar to pair with that wonderful Texas caviar or New Year's Eve caviar?
Well, when I was reading through the recipe ingredients, the first thing that came to mind was a full-bodied Dominican with that spiciness that comes with some of the ingredients, again, in that recipe. I thought about pairing it with a LFD Airbender. It has that nice Ecuador Habano wrapper. It has the spicy notes to it, some black pepper. You get the earthiness, medium to full strength, and the flavor as well would enhance it, just fine. And to bring a little extra to it, I even thought about grabbing a spirit, because why not? Especially with the New Year's Eve, theme with that. So what I picked out was actually something that I've tried. It's fairly local to California, and it's a local guy that makes this Backyard Mary. It's a Bloody Mary mix, unlike anything you've ever tried. You don't get those, the vinegar finish on it. It's kind of a spicy, but you get that sweetness from the tomatoes that I thought would just pair excellent with that. A little bit of vodka in there, and your night is going
very well.
Yes, very well.
And the surroundings here at Cutters, you're in an overstuffed leather chair sitting next to another overstuffed host and overstuffed leather chair. And we're looking out against a beautiful brick wall with this beautiful sailfish over the top and a fireplace that's crackling away because we got it specially brought in for you to make you feel more at ease and more calm. This is ambassador to ambassador. Have you ever done an interview ambassador to ambassador?
That I have not.
See, this is
the first time for everything.
It is. Now, there's one other. There's a butternut squash that soup that she does. And soup is really good, especially this time of year. And so after you finish that nice bowl of soup, what would you recommend?
Cigar-wise, I'd go with the La Aurora 107 Maduro. It's a nice, hearty cigar. You're going to get the sweetness from the Maduro. That pairs, again, very well with some of the ingredients in that soup, some of the sweetness from the cinnamon and the apples. Just a nice cocoa creamy finish on that cigar. And again, because your hand is empty at that point, so you need to fill it with something, I would recommend a little bit of that Old Weather Antique Bourbon. Has the same tasting notes. It's going to just really finish that warm soup with something nice and hearty.
Well, my friends, as you're sitting around your holiday table, you can thank the Cigar Vixen for giving you the perfect cigar for the perfect dishes to make your holidays even more special, as we promised you. The Cigar Vixen is everything that Merriam-Webster said and more. Chef and a Fat Man, live from Cutter's Cigar Emporium, your portal to the world. Delicia, it has been a privilege and honor, and I hope we'll get to do this again sometime because we talked over some great ideas.
Yes, we did. I'm looking forward to that. And thank you so much for having me out here. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, it's a pleasure. As always, pleasure is what we believe in here at Cutter's Cigar Emporium. We hope you'll join us. More food, more fun, more celebration of the good life right here on Chef and the Fat Man to Blue Collar Chefs. When we come back, we're going to give you some outstanding recipes. How could we not after this wonderful interview? Delicia, safe travels back to the left coast, and we sure are glad you graced us with your presence here tonight.
Thank you again. It's been a real treat.